now on Alive 90.5. Here's the latest news, brought to you by Pace, transforming places since 1978.
National Radio News.
Good morning, I'm Erin Archer. Lawyers have attacked a Senate committee report on domestic violence, which completed its findings without any public submissions or hearings. Frank Bonacorso has the story.
The six-month inquiry was called in the wake of the horrific deaths of Brisbane woman Hannah Clark and her three children at the hands of her estranged husband in February. But the Senate Legal and Constitutional Affairs Committee report contains no recommendations. No public input was sought, nor any submissions taken. The Law Council has derided the report as a waste and a loss of an opportunity to examine and improve programs to protect vulnerable members of society. The final report was delivered yesterday, 3 months ahead of schedule. Committee members have also been divided on its contents. One, crossbench Senator Rex Patrick, who initiated the inquiry, says the committee should take a long, hard look at itself.
The World Health Organization says a new inquiry into the global response to coronavirus is all about accountability and a strategy to deal with future pandemics. The World Health Assembly resolution commits to an impartial, independent and comprehensive evaluation of the international response to the pandemic. Led by the European Union and co-sponsored by more than 130 WHO member states, the motion passed late last night with the backing from China. WHO Director General Tedros Ghebreyesus says the inquiry depends on the willingness of member states to leave no stone unturned in establishing the true origins of COVID-19.
I thank member states for adopting the resolution, which calls for an independent and comprehensive evaluation of the international response, including but not limited to WHO's performance.
New South Wales residents will be able to head to the state's regions for holidays in less than a fortnight under a relaxation of COVID-19 travel restrictions. The decision has been based on low case numbers in the state and as a bid to reopen the tourism industry in regional areas, which has been devastated recently with the summer's bushfires, the drought and COVID-19. The New South Wales Deputy Premier John Barilaro says the regions are well prepared to welcome tourists back after a tough year.
We welcome you to the regions. We are embracing the opportunity just before the June long weekend, the opportunity for regional communities to see a tourism bump. You know, we've done it tough because of drought, we've done it tough because of bushfires, and for many of those small businesses in those regions, this is almost the last chance for that holiday, the ability to fill the cash register.
Meantime, Queensland health authorities have confirmed one new case in the state, a woman in her 70s who returned from India via Singapore 2 months ago. State Chief Medical Officer Jeanette Young says authorities believe the woman contracted the virus while she was overseas.
Yeah, but we'll now have to do a lot of work to work through that, some additional testing, and also we'll have to talk to her and look at contact tracing. So all that work has started.
And the Italian government will decide on May 28th if and when the Syria season can resume, following the recent allowance of group training. The Italian top flight has been suspended since March 9th and hopes to start mid-June, but is still waiting for government approval.
National Radio News is supported by the Judith Nielsen Institute for Journalism and Ideas and the Community Broadcasting Foundation, cbf.org.au.
Now for the latest weather on Alive 90.5, brought to you by Concise Finance, your local mortgage broker.
Well, after a cool start, we're now at 19 degrees, looking towards a top of 23 today. The forecast for the rest of the day is a mix of sun and cloud, winds northwesterly 15 to 25 kilometres an hour. The sun will set tonight, bang on 5 p.m. Looking for the rest of the week and the weekend, showers on Thursday, 11 to 19. Friday, possible shower, 7 to 16. And Saturday, a possible shower, 7 to 18. And Sunday, possible shower, a bit warmer overnight, 10 to 18 degrees. And the moon is a waning crescent. And we have new moon next Saturday, the 23rd of May.
The updated traffic, brought to you by Fernwood Gym of Seven Hills and North Rocks on Alive 90.5.
A quick look around the roads. North Ryde, Lankove Road at Kent Road. A car breakdown. Road affected in the northbound direction there. Transport for New South Wales is in attendance. Down south at Miranda, Kingsway, just past Kiora Road. Emergency roadwork, a gas leak. One of three westbound lanes closed. It's lane one. And we have changed traffic conditions on the M4 motorway at Greystanes. You're probably aware of that if you drive through as well. And also at Prospect as well. Apart from that, nothing else on the roads this morning. It's 6 minutes past 10 and you're at Alive 90.5 and we're on Business Insights with Mario. Good morning, Mario. How are you?
Good morning, Danny. How are you?
I'm feeling pretty good this morning.
It's a very sunny outside, but a little bit windy. I think we're coming to the part of the winter time, autumn, winter, something, you know what I mean? But
yeah,
it's looking beautiful. And I'd like to say thank you to our listeners, Alive 90.5. Tuning in today on the Business Insights with Mario, Darren and I will try to make, not try, we're gonna to make, as usually, this show very, very insightful and to empower you and give you more energy for the rest of the day. You're listening to Live 90.5 Business Insights with Mario. We'll come back after the short break.
Recognised mortgage broking firm with an integrated and holistic approach to financial services. We We are built on the foundations of a tailored experience for each customer. With extensive experience in residential and investment property loans, we are the mortgage broking firm that will help you secure your financial freedom. The ethos at Concise Finance is to fully engage with clients to get it right the first time. If you're looking for your next property or to better your interest rates, call one of the team from Concise Finance on 1300 978 357. Station sponsor.
Hi, Alan Barnes here from Durlpool Shop. I opened our shop intending to always listen, really listen, to our customers so we could fully understand and meet their pool needs. Along with that, we stocked the top brands of pool chemicals, cleaners, pumps, filters, heaters, fittings, spare parts, you name it. You'll find full details on our website at durlpoolshop.com.au, or better still, drop in and see me and the gang at Shop 2, 270 New Line Road, Dural. We'll help you to get your pool just the way you want it.
Dural Pool Shop, station sponsor.
Alive 90.5, all the way from the 70s, 80s, 90s and today.
It's 11 minutes past 10. You're Alive 90.5, Business Insights with Mario. It's 19 degrees, a lovely morning. Mario, take it away.
Good morning, listeners to Live 90.5 and your most favorite business radio talk show, Business Insights with Mario. Thank you for tuning in today. This radio talk show, it's all about you, and it's our privilege on Live 90.5 FM, that in Cape Davis and mine, to interview guests who are truly remarkable, passionate and they about their work. Let me define them and some business heroes. They are the heroes same as you are. Ordinary people from all levels of society by silent achievers. And our radio show is your voice. Voice for all of you who are heroes 24/7. I need to turn my page because I prepared my speech today. And our guest today will share with you his knowledge, tips, insights and experience how to improve your marketing. He doesn't have flashy podcasts, websites, team of producers as many gurus on social media does. But he does have his desire, passion, and hunger for success. That's what is make this radio station and this radio show unique. You and our guests are in sync. You and our guests today are unsung business heroes. Thank you for listening. Thank you all listeners and sponsors for making Alive 90.5 awesome. And let me Darren introduce our guest today.
Yes, go ahead.
Well, introduce yourself.
Hello.
Hello, Nick. Nick Bendel, I apologize. How are you, Nick?
Very good. Thank you, Mario. And thank you, Darren. Thanks for having me.
Listen, I've done this speech deliberately and purpose in front of you because I wanted, you know, your feedback later on because Darren is a great producer. He's an engine behind this radio station. And I try to improve this radio show. So what better to do than in front of you, who is a silent achiever. And what I respect about you, you are, you know, Darren, Nick every day, he does the content on LinkedIn, on social media, and share his knowledge, his insights and tips with, you know, with audience we can't imagine. I mean, it's social media, and that's what I respect him, because he doesn't have the flashy podcast, you know, I mean, doesn't have the flashy website, you know, I mean, and talking to the mic every day, and I mean, I'm the special, but he is a special. Well, Nick Bendel, thank you for coming today from the Hunter Scribe. How was your trip to our station?
It was uneventful. The good thing
Why?
About well, the good thing about driving during a pandemic is that there's no one on the roads.
Really?
Very, very empty roads.
Jesus, I was driving yesterday from City afternoon there, you know what I mean? And it was like a fury road, like a Mad Max. It was like everybody was rushing home. Like it was like everybody must come home.
I'm finding it's up and down. Sometimes it's real busy and sometimes it's real quiet. And you've done very well to find us, Nick. We're sometimes known as the best hidden secret in the hills here in the middle of Borkham Heights Estate. But thanks for coming and thanks for finding us and being here on time as well.
And our guest is known from before and his venture 500 Lunches with Total Strangers. However, he is not first time here today, and I'm glad he's come again. But Nick, you know, shortly from Hunter Scribe, Nick Bendel. Who is Nick and why 500 Lunches with the Strangers? And then we're going to go some questions we prepare for you.
Fantastic. Sounds great, Mario. Well, just to quickly introduce myself, I'm the owner of a content marketing agency called Hunter and Scribe. So my agency, Hunter and Scribe, we write blogs, social media posts, e-books, emails, website copy for small businesses. And the 500 lunches you talked about, Mario, I'm in the process of having lunch with 500 strangers in 5 years.
Darren, did you hear that one? Did you ever imagine going to meet a person? Nick Bedell from Hunter and Scribe, he decided last year, I have a lunch once, lunch before, but I was lucky. I've been 49th person for his lunch with him. Meeting the guy, you know, I mean, the person out of the blue, and I said, like, I want to have a lunch with you.
I'm just wondering, should I not be here because I'm doing it the wrong way around? Should I have lunch first and then you come on the radio show? But you had lunch with Mario. 49th, how many you got now? It's not quite 100 if I'm...
That's correct, Darren. I've had 86. I've got lunch 87 tomorrow. Oh,
wow. How many from those ones are the virtual lunches?
My first 66 were face-to-face and then coronavirus arrived, so my last 20 have been virtual lunches over Zoom.
Now, considering the dieting requirements, did you have the good food or did you just have a snack with the lunches?
Well, the one good thing about virtual lunches is that they are less fattening.
So what's the event or story around your lunches?
Well, just maybe to step back, Mario, people are maybe wondering why I'm having lunch with 500 strangers in 5 years.
I know the answer, but yeah, I mean, like, you know, because Darren, he's you know, the first time he's in studio, and you have the like 2 million listeners right now tuning in to hear your story.
So there are a few reasons. One of them is I want to improve my social skills. Another reason is that I want to learn more things. The more people you meet, the more things you learn. But another reason I'm doing it, Mario and Darren, is that I want to build an amazing network, because my thinking is that if you meet 500 people, it's impossible not to finish with an amazing network. And if you have an amazing network, all sorts of opportunities come your way.
Well, Darren, do you have the question about these 500 lunches with strangers? It's very audacious. It's very brave, you know what I mean? Because you know who you're going to meet and how you're gonna, they're going to react. You know what I mean? It was okay with me. We didn't understand each other because my English is anyway bad, but at the end of the day, we had a good lunch. But
well, one of my questions might be for later in the hour here, but I'm just wondering, when people are networking, a lot of people, myself, you think you've got a great network in your work, and for me around Westmead when I was there, working there for 20 years, and you realise that there's so much more beyond a suburb, beyond even Sydney, and out there in the world. So what are your thoughts there of how best to network in that sort of world?
Well, that is a great question, Darren, because a bit later in the show, I'm going to take everyone through 7 tips for growing a really valuable network. And one of the tips is to meet people outside your normal circle, so outside where you would normally work or your normal industry. You need to broaden your horizons, partly so your network can become broader, but also so you can learn new things.
And for me, that's been spot on the last 18 months here at Alive 90.5 FM. And thank you, Mario, for the kind words. And it's really exciting working here and meeting great people like yourself, Nick. So,
no, but Nick, it's truly unique. And that's like, you know, like it's, that's what I'm saying. This show, it's not about, you know, lately I'm seeing that the people we used to be listening, well, I will say I was used to be listening and try to draw the energy or empowerment from the big names on the social media to the podcast or through the set of skills or whatever you want to call this. But I was, every day when I open in the morning my eyes, I have a coffee, open the LinkedIn, first who pops out, it's a Nick Bendel. It's consistency, you know what I mean? Give the tips, you know, smile on his face, and I can't wait to hear the 7 tips. We should take a short break, Nick, and then we prepare you for the eat that chocolate, you know what I mean? I don't want to kidnap you.
You're on Alive 90.5 Business Insight with Mario.
market to purchase your new home? Sick of attending open homes? Tired of being beaten at auction? It's time to put the buying experts to work for you. Hi, I'm Michael Savartis from Real Property Buyers, and our job is to take the hassle out of purchasing property. Our independent team will do the house hunting for you and make sure you buy the right property at the right price. So no matter whether it's your first home or your forever home, visit realpropertybuyers.com.au and let us take the stress out of purchasing your new home.
Real Property Buyers are proud sponsors of Alive 90.5.
The Hills area has one of the most beautiful cemeteries in the Sydney region. Castlebrook Memorial Park at Rouse Hill provides the perfect resting place for your loved ones with manicured lawns and beautifully tended gardens. They cater for people from all backgrounds, and you can talk to their family service advisors almost any day from 8:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. Their website is castlebrook.com.au. Castlebrook Memorial Park is at Windsor Road, Rouse Hill, and is a proud sponsor of Alive 90.5.
It's all I listen to. Alive 90.5, playing cool music.
It's 24 minutes past 10. You're on Alive 90.5, lovely 19 degrees, and you're in Business Insights with Mario. And today we're talking with Nick Bendall. Mario, take it away.
Well, thank you, Darwin, very much, and thank you to all listeners to Alive 90.5 Business Insights with Mario. I'd like to say big thanks to all frontline workers as well. Thank you to all our sponsors for making this Alive 90.5 radio station great and awesome. Our guest is known from before, and his venture 500 Lunches with Total Strangers. Nick Bendall is the owner of the Hunter Scribe, a content marketing agency that specializes in writing blogs, social media posts, ebooks, emails, and website copy for small businesses, and that makes him expert. Saying that, I'd like to ask Nick to share with our listeners 7 steps in networking. How to build a valuable network in 7 steps? Try to work out this. So, Nick, how to build and valuable network in 7 steps. Can you share this with our listeners at Line 90.5?
Sounds good, Mario. Let me take you through the first step. So for all the listeners out there, if you want to build a valuable network, a great way to build a valuable network is to have lunch with complete strangers.
Okay, God. Yes, please.
But then when I tell people that, the obvious question is, how do you get these complete strangers to have lunch with you? And which strangers should you have lunch with? So that leads on to my first tip, the first of my 7 tips. The first tip is come up with some sort of story around your lunches. For example, my story, Mario and Darren, is that I'm having lunch with 500 strangers in 5 years. It can be 100 lunches, it can be 50 lunches, it can be 75 lunches with redheaded people. Yeah. It can be whatever you like. Come up with some sort of story.
And what's the story?
Well, what that means, Mario, is that when you contact the stranger, you now have a pretext. You now have a reason to contact them. If you don't have a story and you just contact a random stranger and you say, "Hi, stranger, do you want to have lunch with me?" They're almost suddenly going to say no. But if you've got a story, they now understand why you're doing it. They emotionally connect with what you're doing. They see themselves either as the hero in the story or as a player in the story. And now suddenly it makes sense why you're contacting them. And now that you've got a story around these lunches with strangers, Mario, it gives you the opportunity to contact really high-value people who you wouldn't otherwise contact, either because you're a bit scared to contact them or because you have no reason to contact them. But now that you've got this story, you've got a great excuse to contact these high-value strangers.
Well, I'm flabbergasted because it's like, you know, this is the second time I'm interviewing Darren, Nick, and it's still 500 strangers. I mean, what do you think about this?
Well, I think that's a big task, but I like your idea of coming up with a story. And so you've actually made a story of the event to enable the event. So it's kind of like you invented both the chicken and the egg together. It's fabulous. I love it.
So in hindsight of this one, where did you experience that people, what was the reason that people not accept lunch with you?
Most people who reject the invitation never reply. So I never find out the reason, but my guess is Some of them might think I'm trying to sell them something. Some of them might think I'm trying to marry them. Some of them might think I'm trying to convert them to my religion. Some of them might think I'm crazy. Some of them might be busy. Some of them might think it'll just be boring. Yeah. They only need one reason to say no, and I guess those would be the main ones.
You know, that's very brave. You know, I mean, that's a very brave thing to do. Most of the people will sit, at the back of the office or the chair or their home, and, you know, they will judge. You know, I mean, one thing what I learned, you can't judge the effort. Nobody can judge the effort. So, like, you come with a great concept, great idea, and you have so far, how many lunches?
86 so far.
86 lunches. So you come with a story around your lunches. So what's the type of people you meet? And is this your industry in marketing, or what's the second step?
Okay, so that's a great question, and that leads back to what Darren mentioned a few minutes ago before the break. My advice to people, if you want to build a great network, meet people inside your industry, but also meet people outside your industry. For example, if you're in fitness, fine, meet fitness people, but meet people outside fitness. So the reason you want to meet people inside your industry is these are the people who might one day offer you a job, or who might one day offer you a business opportunity, or who might have valuable industry information to share with you. So it's great to build relationships with people inside your industry. But the reason you also want to build relationships with people outside your industry is because you get exposed to new ideas. You're also building relationships with people who might buy from you, depending on what it is you're selling. They might buy from you today. They might buy from you in 5 years' time. Maybe when you're starting a new business, they might refer other people to you. So by all means, meet people from inside your industry, but make sure you're broadening your horizon to meeting people from outside your industry as well.
That reminds me of one of my favorite words, Mario.
Yes.
Opportunity. So,
it is.
Yeah, it's the way to make your opportunities. I was thinking that the more different we are, the more alike we actually are. So no matter if someone's in a different business, they could be pretty much the doppelganger of yourself, and you don't find that out unless you go out there and reach out to them and network.
Exactly. That's one of the things I found, Darren. It's amazing, as I've been meeting people from all walks of life and different ages and different backgrounds, I found people who seem completely different, they can have a lot in common with you. And that allows you to build these really great relationships, and you get these opportunities that you would never otherwise have gotten.
Yeah, one of our previous guests, Ruchi, was, I found her very much like myself as far as being technical and exploring about people and itself and self-mastery and those sorts of things. And it was really, really, really good. And so, and Mario, what are your thoughts there? You're playing around with the gadgets?
No, because I just got a phone call. It was just very interesting, you know what I mean, that I got a phone call and the person knows that I'm on the radio. The point we tried to make, we have the lunches. You know, like when I started my networking, I didn't know nothing about networking, but I met a lot of people who knows everything about everything and anything, and I never go nowhere without one. However, one thing Nick mentioned in his seven steps, step number three, do the lunches, no coffees. And I was always being told, just do the coffees, you know what I mean? That's always, it's, you know, you can escape quite early from the meeting if you don't like it, you know, there's not much expenses. So Nick, in his step number three, says, do lunches, not coffees.
Yes, I do, Mario.
Why is that there?
So let me explain.
Why are you smiling? I'm like, it's just like, you're not surprised with my, I was being taught this to do coffees, not lunches?
When I tell people about networking, meeting strangers, often they think, okay, let's do coffee. Maybe it's easier, it's quicker, it's safer.
Yeah.
I think the problem with coffee, though, is it sends a message to the other person that this is just going to be a quick meeting and this is going to be a superficial meeting. What you want to do is you really want to spend time with the person. You want to get to know them. You want it to be something that's quite deep and that allows you to build a serious relationship. So if you just say a coffee, that puts a thought in their mind that this is not going to be something serious. It's going to be quick and superficial. That's why I think you want to suggest a lunch, because the other person then arrives expecting to be there for 1 hour, 2 hours, and really expecting that they're going to have a serious in-depth conversation, and they're really going to take time for you to get to know them and for them to get to know you.
Do you understand that you're breaking the old barriers and you are rewriting the old books about networking with your approach?
Yeah, I was just thinking that too, Mario. Yeah. The word that comes to mind, which we've heard a lot as well, is vulnerability. That hour-long lunch is a vulnerable place to actually learn great things about each other to supercharge your networking.
I think that's why so many of these lunches have turned out to be so incredible. I met Mario for lunch. I think it may have been in December. And
yeah, it was December. Yeah, before Christmas. Yeah.
Well, that would have been a great lunch too.
It was a very nice lunch. Oh. And we'd never met, but because we were sitting down over lunch, and I think we were there for maybe 90 minutes, and we really opened up to each other. We really got to know each other. We became friends. We're now going to be lifelong friends. But if we just had a really quick coffee, I don't think we would have connected in the same way, and maybe we wouldn't have had this friendship and this relationship.
So it's more about a personal connection above and beyond any business connection, would you say?
Absolutely. It is definitely about a personal connection.
Well, Nick, thank you very much for this. We'll take a short break. We'll give you the breather space. This is step number three. You're listening live 90.5 Business Insights with Mario. And thank you, everybody, who tuned in today to listen to this awesome show at this wonderful, great radio station, live 90.5. Our guest, Nick Bendel from Hunt & Scribe, is going to continue with his tips after the short break.
Development specialist whose reputation is centered on delivering great places to live and work. They take pride in transforming and delivering harmonious communities. Royal Shores, developed by Pace, is a new waterfront community in Parramatta. Set right on the waterfront at the gateway to Sydney Harbour, Royal Shores is one of Pace's most unique urban developments to date. Pace, transforming places since 1978. Station sponsor.
Station sponsor Lynn's Fine Needlework is a one-stop shop shop for all your patchwork, quilting, needlecraft supplies and tuition. On linsfinenedlework.com.au, you'll see over 3,000 patchwork fabrics, hundreds of pattern kits, threads and lots of interesting projects for your selection. Their classes cater for beginners to advanced students who work at their own pace and receive individual attention. Enrol now by phoning 9686 2325. Lynn's Fine Needlework at Suite 2, 97 Hills Road, Baulkham Hills. Sponsor, Keith Till's I Get Around Show every Thursday at noon.
All today's hits and yesterday's favourites.
Alive 90.5.
It's 22 minutes to 11. You're on Alive 90.5. Lovely 20 degrees now out there, Mario. Beautiful morning.
It is indeed. It's a beautiful morning. And I have enough fog. Actually, I want a fog on the weekend because I'm going to take some photos of Harbour Ridge and then wrap it in a fog. But enough about my photography. You're listening to Live 90.5. This is Mario and our guest in studio, Nick Bendel from Hunter and Scribe. He gives us tips how to build a valuable network in 7 steps. So we stop it on tip number 3, why lunches, no coffees. Now, Nick, what are you focusing? You say in tip number 4, focus on building a relationship. Can you give us the more insights on this one? What do you mean building more relationship?
So that fourth tip, Mario, focus on building a relationship. That means don't try to sell to the other person. Don't try to conduct some sort of transaction. Yeah. Focus on building the relationship. So the reason we had such a great lunch, Mario, is you weren't trying to sell to me. I wasn't to you. We were just getting to know each other. And you can definitely talk about your business and the other person's business, but don't try to turn the lunch into some sort of money-making enterprise. Just focus on building relationship. Focus on getting to know the other person. And when you build these wonderful relationships, who knows, maybe at some point in the future it will lead to an opportunity. But if you try to get something financial from the lunch, you're going to make the other person feel cheap. Yes. And you're going to make the other person feel like you don't care about them. All you care about is their money. So just focus on building the relationship.
That's an interesting tip. Again, you're writing the code of conduct, how to conduct networking. As I say, I've been taught everything opposite what you're saying to me. If you go for lunch, you need to value your lunch, you know, you need to expect something in return, everything else. And I was not a fan of that one because, you know, how you can expect somebody from first lunch, you know, I mean, that doesn't work, you know. I mean, but again, there's a difference, big difference, what Darren and I try to bring in this show. Nick Bendel, it's an entrepreneur. He works for his money every day. He wakes up in the morning and he needs to create money. He needs to make his clients happy, deliver the results to get paid and continue delivering more. While in corporate world, you get paid for what you work. And of course, those lunches are different ones than somebody, you know, I mean, who takes a half an hour from the lunch and get paid. Anyway, regardless, being on desk or not, you again giving the great, great tips. Now, you have the tip number 5. That tip it is, Darren, listen more, let's talk. Stop talking, Darren.
Tip five.
Yeah.
One of the things about us humans is we are so self-obsessed. We're just so focused on ourselves. And because we're so self-obsessed, Mario and Darren, we just love to talk about ourselves all the time. It's always me, 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 me. But when you're talking about yourself all the time, it can make the other person feel uncomfortable and feel like you don't care about them. So my fifth tip is to do more listening than talking. When you listen to the other person, you make the other person feel valued and you send a message to the other person that you really care about what they're saying, you care about getting to know them. And the other great thing about doing more listening than talking is when you're really listening to what they have to say, not keeping silent until it's your turn to talk, but when you're really listening to what they have to say, then you're able to ask really great questions. And when you ask great questions, that's a great way to emotionally connect with someone and also a great way to advance the conversation. So listen more than you talk. That's the fifth tip.
What's your experience on this one?
Well, my experience is also I like to think that you need to listen to understand rather than listen to respond. So much people are going, I've got to respond, I've got to jump in, I've got to say something, I've got to look good and those sorts of things. But the best thing to do is actually to listen. Like you're saying, Nick, understand what the conversation is about, where it's leading, and come up with that really good question that's going to actually help you discover more about the person you're with. And I think that's a really good tip, and I really like that as a tip.
Ask yourself.
Listen.
Yeah.
Listen, Mario. Listen more.
So the question I do have, Nick, for you, like, if you have the lunch with somebody and did you experience that you can't keep interest on that person during the lunch? I mean, you don't need to name it, but and how did you overcome that obstacle? Like, you know, let's just say you're sitting with me and, you know, poor English, or I don't know what I'm talking about, or I'm talking too much, non-related things. How are you keeping yourself for that lunch, you know, I mean, glued, or do you expecting, okay, something's going to come, some information later on, I can relate to that conversation?
Yeah, I think it's what you just said then, Mario, and that goes back to listening. I have had three lunches where the three people were really nice, but we just struggled to connect with each other, and we were just desperately searching for something to kickstart the conversation. After 5 or 10 minutes, we finally clicked and the conversation flowed, but initially it was awkward and difficult. But what saved those three lunches is that I was searching and they were also searching for something to talk about, and both parties were actively listening to the other person so they could just jump onto something that the other person said to make a comment or to ask a question in order to advance the conversation. So I would say, Mario, if you're having an awkward, uncomfortable lunch with a complete stranger, really try to listen to what they're saying so you can come up with some sort of question that's going to advance the conversation and that's going to allow you to make some sort of emotional connection.
Well, I really like this. You, Darren?
Indeed. I think emotions is where the heart lies.
Well, it's interesting what you're saying. The emotions are... I truly believe that people, you know, we are emotional creatures. Yeah, I mean, and we needed that sort of attention to be heard and to be spoken. But, you know, I mean, as you say before, Nick, you mentioned this, sometimes it's first 5 minutes very, very awkward. It looks like a date, you know, I mean, you go with a girl, you know what to say, you know, I mean, like, it's like, and I'm like, you know, I mean, I don't know through my experience, you know, I mean, like, and then you just look at each other, then suddenly, like, you know, you try to do something, but doesn't work that way. And then, you know, I mean, eventually it's a breakthrough. And you on your tip number 6, you told us, what's the song? Get no feel, get physical, get personal.
Get personal, not get physical. that might be.
No, that's Mario Beckers.
Talking about a date, let's getting go. Physical, I'm being a bit worried here.
Like a Teletubbies, you know what I mean? So what do you mean by, can you define this get personal? So we're talking, you have a good story, you meet people inside and outside of your industry, do lunches, not coffees. Focus on building a relationship, listen more than talk, and then get personal. What do you mean personal?
Yeah, so Maria, the 6th tip is to get personal. And what I mean by that is often when two people meet, they're meeting, one person will say, I'm a plumber, and another person will say, I'm a doctor, and they're not humans, they're just a plumber and a doctor. And then you just start talking about work, and you're almost playing characters. There's the plumber character and there's the doctor character. What you want to do is you want to get personal. You want to see what the actual person is like. And again, Mario, to go back to our lunch, mm-hmm. one of the reasons our lunch was so good is that both of us got personal. So you told me about your fascinating life growing up in Croatia and what brought you to Australia. I talked about my life and why I was doing these 500 lunches. So we weren't business people, we were two humans connecting. We both got personal with each other. So I would say, while it's natural to talk about your job or your business, try to get personal. So talk about your family, talk about your hobbies, talk about your goals, talk about your fears, talk about your weaknesses. Any sort of personal thing you can think of that's authentic, that's real, because that will allow you to make an emotional connection with the other person, and it will encourage them to also get personal with you.
So I'm thinking, is this a revolution in the way we're doing business? So business is not about you as a marketer and I as an engineer. It's more about people working out how to connect and then do business.
I don't know if I'd call it a revolution, because I think this is how business has always been done, but a lot of people maybe don't know the secret. I think when you're new to business, you think, oh, it's all about money, so let's just talk money, let's just talk business. But the best business people, I think, throughout history, Darren, have probably been people who have built the strongest relationships and who understand that if you want to win more customers, you need to understand that your customers aren't consumers, they're people, and you need to build some sort of emotional connection with them.
So you would say a foundation of good business is good connections with people?
Without a doubt.
You just said exactly what I was thinking, but you said this much more better. Well, we take a short break, because Nick needs to have some water, and Darren as well, and myself. You're listening to Live 90.5 Business Insights with Mario, and I'd like to say thank you to our listeners, to our sponsors, particularly thank you for Nick Bendel coming today in the studio. He's going to stay with us for a little bit longer, and Darren Capes, who makes this show smooth and professional.
Dr. Jack from Beyond Infinity Dental.
After a chat with me, a man who hadn't been to the dentist in ages finally has the courage to come and see me. We kept a couple of his top teeth, replaced broken fillings on his lower teeth, and gave him a more comfortable teeth. He was a new man. He said it was a pleasure to go to the dentist and it's the best thing that's happened to him.
Would you like the best in dental care? Call Dr. Jack on 9838 9111 or pop in at Shop 20A Winston Hill Shopping Centre. Centre, 180 Caroline Chisholm Drive, Winston Hills, 2153. Or go online, infinitydentalcare.com.au. Station sponsor.
Pace is an urban renewal and property development specialist whose reputation is centred on delivering great places to live and work. They take pride in transforming and delivering harmonious communities. Melrose Park, developed by Pace, is one of Australia's largest urban renewal projects, providing new homes, jobs, retailing, parks and open spaces, and community facilities. Located around 6 kilometres east of Parramatta, Melrose Park is considered to be one of Sydney's next property hotspots. For more information on this exciting project, go to www.melroseparkcom.au. Station sponsor Pace, transforming places since 1978.
If you're an adult who has difficulties with reading, writing or spelling, the Reading Writing Hotline has some very good news. It can actually be easier to take the plunge and improve your reading and writing skills than to keep putting it off. Phone the Reading Writing Hotline and find out how. Their number is 1300 655 06. That's the Reading Writing Hotline, and they're there to help. 1300 655 06. Go on, take the plunge.
The Hills, Parramatta and Cumberland.
Alive 90.5.
It's 7 minutes to 11. You're Alive 90.5. Business Insights with Mario, and glorious 20 degrees out there.
It's very glorious. It's 20 degrees for the winter time. It's not bad whatsoever. But what makes the hot this radio station, Alive 90.5, this show, Business Insights with Mario, it's our guest studio, Nick Bender from Hunter Scribe, who shared with us how to build a valuable network in 7 steps. And we come to the step number 7. Keep in touch. Can touch this. Dun, 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 dun. So Nick, keep in touch. What that means, and what can you define it more? Previous 6 steps, and last one's keep in touch.
So with the first 6 steps, Mario, we talked about contacting complete strangers and meeting them and having a great lunch, getting personal, building the relationship. Now that you've built the relationship, don't waste it by never speaking to the person again. You should look for ways to keep in touch. I think you should have some sort of contact with these people at least every 3 months, and it doesn't have to be big. You might do something big. You might meet them for lunch or coffee, but you don't have to meet them. You might give them a call. You might send them a text message. You might send them an email. You might interact with them on social media. It doesn't have to be big. Yeah. But just something to nurture the relationship and to remind them that you're alive and you've got a relationship and you like them and you care about them.
To all listeners, you don't see the face of the Nick Bender, but one thing I say, like, I truly admire Nick Bender. This COVID-19, he brought to, you know, all us under some type of test, and our endurance and our physical and emotional and psychological endurance. But what I like this about our guest on the Line 19.5, in the bringing that voice as a Nick Bender, he doesn't give up. He just pushing these lunches. Even it's a COVID-19, he will continuing to doing during COVID-19, but virtual lunches. So Nick, can you repeat for us, you know, all 7 steps?
I can indeed.
So I've already forgotten, because I tried to write everything, so I need to listen to podcasts. You don't need to write this.
Step number one, Mario, is come up with some sort of story around your lunches so you have a reason for contacting strangers. Step number two, pick strangers inside your industry but also outside your industry. Tip number 3, do lunch, not coffee. Step number 4, focus on building the relationship when you meet the stranger. Don't do selling. Focus on building the relationship. Tip number 5, do more listening than talking. Tip number 6, get personal. Share personal details about yourself. And that 7th and final tip, make sure you keep in touch with the person after you've built the relationship.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was the Nick Bender from Hunter Scribe. Darren, you have a question for Nick?
Well, I just think we need to keep in touch and bring Nick back in the future.
yeah.
Within about 3 months, is that what you say?
Oh, very nice, Darren. Yeah,
but before we go, listen this. Darren, you didn't know this fact. Nick Bender spent 399... Sorry, I'm lying.
999.
Sorry?
999.
Listen this. 999 days in his car traveling Australia. Did you know that? Seriously,
I
apologize,
that.
Nick 399. You know what I mean? Like, I forgot the number. So please give us a quick story about 999 days.
Well, I traveled around Australia for almost 3 years. It turned out to be 999 days. And I had a very nice little Nissan Pulsar hatchback that I was traveling in. And to save money, I slept in my car. Because why pay for accommodation when you can sleep in your car?
Nick, 999 days in a car.
You must really love that car after all those days.
I did grow to love it. Unfortunately, I don't have it anymore. But we did become very close, yes.
Very close. There's a many sosiska.
Yes. You put it right there. You and your car, 999 days. Maybe the lunches are easy after being in your car for 999 days, I would say.
The lunches are a lot more comfortable.
More comfortable. Well, ladies and gentlemen, before we go, Nick, if anybody there, not if, somebody wants to talk to you, how the best can reach you, Nick?
A couple of ways, Mario. You can contact me over LinkedIn. So my surname is spelt Bendel, B-E-N-D-E-L. Or you can email me. My email address is nick@hunterandscribe.com. That's HUNTERAND scribe, SCRIBE.com.
Darling, that was a perfect English, right?
Very good.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was Nick Bendel from Hunter Scribe. For all our listeners who wants to listen and reach the Nick Bendel from Hunter Scribe, please go on our website at live90.5.com.au. Later on today, you're going to find an interview with Nick Bendel. And Nick is going to stay with us a little bit longer in the studio because our next guest is again Nick, but different Nick.
Alive 90.5.